time can make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Temptation eyes looking through my...
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artists First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You were tuning into Chit Chat Cafe Live. This show airs every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle @artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live, Lisa and Nancy.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Nancy. I've got my sexy voice on tonight, just getting over a little bit of a cold. And I'm so excited it's time for Chit Chat Cafe Live, a great time to relax and unwind and enjoy some chit chat with us. We're happy you joined us tonight. Well, tonight we're thrilled to chat with the lead singer and bassist from the Grassroots, Mark Dawson, from NBC's new hit show Fashion Star, Lizzie Parker, and former NFL cheerleader and celebrity fitness expert, Ramona Braganzara. Welcome to the show. Hi, Lisa and Betty Ann.
Hi.
How are you girls?
Good. I was just sitting here eating an Irish potato. Do you like them? It's a St. Patty's Day.
Oh, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, come on. You never had an Irish potato?
I have never even heard of it. Is it a dessert or?
Yeah, it's sweet. It's like cream cheese and coconut rolled into little balls and then rolled with cinnamon.
Oh, well, that sounds delicious.
You can only eat like a little one, though, because they're very sweet.
Yeah.
But I was having a cup of tea, and I just felt like having something sweet, so I had one.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
You know what it is? Exactly what it is. You know when you get those coconut Easter eggs, the coconut cream Easter eggs?
Right.
Oh, I love those.
With the chocolate, it's the same thing, except there's no chocolate. It's just cold and cinnamon.
Yeah,
and then they call it an Irish potato.
It's a St. Patty's Day treat.
Yeah, we're all excited this weekend, you know, to celebrate St. Patty's Day.
Top of the morning.
Plus, we're marking our March Madness brackets.
Oh, that bores me.
Oh, well. Well,
like
girls.
That. I like pinning. I'm addicted to pinning these days. I can't stop pinning.
I know you are. I'm addicted to tweeting.
I'm addicted to Dance Moms.
There you go.
We all have issues.
We do. We're all having fun here at Chit Chat Cafe Live. Well, girls, we've got a busy show. We have to get right to it tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yep. So I am so honored. I was thrilled this summer I got to meet Mark Dawson in Minnesota at the Happy Together Tour. Mark is the lead vocalist and bassist for the iconic band The Grassroots. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, thanks so much. I like that. Iconic band. Truly
well,
is, isn't
true.
It?
True. Oh, that was a fabulous concert. The crowd was packed. The stadium was packed, and we were dancing the entire night.
You know, that was the last show on the tour, too. And I got to tell you, we had a great tour from start to finish, but we thought there's no way we could top, you know, what we had done the prior 2 months. But that night was incredible. So I'm glad you got to see probably was the best show on the tour. And guess what? We are coming back again this summer.
Well, I can't wait. I'm going to buy my tickets now. And I think Lisa and Betty Ann should come to Minnesota and see the concert also.
Road trip.
We will, right, Betty Ann?
Yeah, road trip.
Yeah.
Hey.
Unless they come around here, unless you come around the Philadelphia area or New York.
Actually, the tour will hit the Philly area. I don't know the date offhand, but
Betty Ann and I will come and see you.
You remember you know, the Keswick Theater is where that'll be in June, I believe.
Oh, cool.
Well, good. Well, we'll have that all up on our website, and we'll figure it all out and come to see you for sure.
There you go.
So, tell us, how did you get involved with the Grassroots?
Well, my road with the Grassroots goes way back. The first actual get-together or meeting goes back as far as 1978. And that's when I first met Rob Grill, who's obviously the original. Rob was with the band from 1966. So we met in a little town called Macomb, Illinois, back in 78, and sort of stayed in touch over the years. And the Grassroots have been through many, many, changes, lots of different studio musicians, of course. And Rob is the guy who stayed with from the beginning on. Well, as Rob got a little back in the 2004, 2005, he had some health issues and didn't travel quite as much. And the management company that we worked with said, hey, Mark lives near you. Why don't you get back in touch with him? And one thing led to another. And by 2006, I was permanently in the group then. And I was working side by side with Rob.
How exciting.
Oh, it was. And like you said earlier, the iconic band. The songs are just pop classics. They're just so much fun to listen to, and I'm honored to be able to play them every show. I love it.
Well, we loved it. Thank you for sharing Temptation Eyes with us at the start of the show. One of my favorites.
Oh, well, thank you. That was my own little take on that, but of course, we do the Grassroots version each and every night.
And we love all those Grassroots songs, Midnight Confessions and Let's Live for Today. If I recall, I think I read that Rob Grill, his favorite song was Let's Live for Today.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a kind of a story that goes with that. That is Rob's absolute favorite, or was Rob's absolute favorite song. And always, each and every show would dedicate that to our Vietnam veterans, because that song really was a hit with the troops. When it came out back in 1967, that was the Grassroots' first number one. And that's one thing the Grassroots never forget, where we come from. And Rob just absolutely loved that song, loved playing it every night.
Well, I love that song also because I grew up being Miss VFW for the veterans for many counties in New Jersey. And so that song was played quite often in the VFWs.
I'll bet it was. That's great to hear. Anytime we can get involved with something involved, has the veterans attached to it, we're all over it. We love it. So
that's how I feel.
That's wonderful. Good for you.
Well, what was it like, when Rob passed away? Were you the one that made the announcement that night? It was the same day as you had a performance.
It was. I was in the car with our guitar player, Dusty, and we got a phone call about 11 o'clock in the morning. We were on our way. I think we had played in New Jersey the night before, and we were on our way to a show in Pennsylvania. And, Rob had been ill for quite some time. But when we got the call, it was surreal. We were like, wait, this can't really be happening. And yet, it was. And the old saying, the show must go on. If you knew Rob Grill like we knew Rob, there's no way he would have said, you guys get out there and do that. And that he just loved being out there on the stage. Well, it was me who had to make the announcement to the crowd. And that, it was tough because I didn't want to rehearse anything. I just walked out and I said, we can't play any music yet. I have to let everybody know what's going on here. And when I told the people what had happened that morning, literally there were gasps and a couple of, oh my God, you could hear the audience. And I said to them, Rob Duan is out here. I said, we may have lost a friend and a bandmate, and of course the voice of the Grassroots for 45 years, but heaven has gained one of the best pop singers of all time. And the crowd just erupted into a great applause, and it was a standing ovation. And it just made it like it was okay to go out and play now. And we just knew, there he was looking down, and it was a great feeling. And we were sad as could be, but we knew this was the right thing to do. It was the toughest night of my life as far as performing live. Really tough.
I bet. What song did you sing first? Do you remember?
Absolutely. We did Heaven Knows.
Oh, I love that one.
That felt like the right thing to do because we knew, Rob was looking down on us, and we changed the show around. We said, this one's for you, Rob. And everybody felt it. I mean, it was really, the crowd was fantastic. They so supportive. What a night.
Well, I think that's excellent. Now, you also play, or you still play in Central Florida with the American Pop 60s?
Yes, I have a it's a 60s tribute band that I, what I do with my group, and it's a couple of other musicians based right in the Orlando area. We go out and we do some corporate shows and things where we feature the best pop songs from 1960 to 1969, but the twist is we will only play pop songs by American artists.
Oh.
And it's from Del Shannon to Elvis Presley to Paul Revere and the Raiders, Tommy James and the Shondells, but only songs from 1960 to 1969. And, of course, we slipped in some grassroots songs in there because they were the greatest songs of the 60s.
Exactly. I just love that. You've played with quite a few people. And, of course, I already mentioned the Happy Together Tour, which is a lot of fun. And you get together with Mark Lindsay and the Buckinghams and the Turtles.
It's as much fun as that sounds like it is, it truly is. Those guys, I've learned so much from them. But we literally are like brothers on the road. It's a lot of fun. I mean, nobody's on anybody's case. Every night we play, and every night it was like, hey, hi, guys, how are you? Let's do this again. So they've been terrific, and I've been lucky to play with some other great artists as well. I did a nice tour with Joey Mullen from Badfinger. We've been in Australia together, and that was always being in Australia is fun anyway, but to play with a guy from Badfinger, you know, that's a lot of fun itself. I did some touring with Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon. And if you know Peter, boy, he's a blast.
Oh, fun. Now, we haven't had Peter on our show, but the Buckinghams and the Turtles, they're great friends of Chit Chat Cafe Live, and we're just honored to have you tonight, Mark. I would like to ask you one last thing, and then Lisa wants to talk to you as well. Out of all the songs you've ever performed, do you have a favorite, you know, just when you're about to play that song, you just are so excited?
Well, it's funny. The guys in the band tease me. The guys in the grassroots always tease me about this. But I have, since I was 15 years old or so, I have loved the song "The River Is Wide," and it's not a giant grassroots hit. It was a mid-level hit. Came out around 1969, but it was really only popular in the Midwest. But there was something about that song that I just would pick up a guitar and I said, I got to learn this song. And the guys in the band, you know what, I said, we got to play that. And they thought I was joking because it's a little slower tempo. I just think it's got a great feel, a great meaning to it. And I truly, I have to sometimes talk the guys into it, but I love and I get excited about playing "The River Is Wide." Anytime we can play that, I love it.
Well, I'll have to listen for that one.
We do it most of our live shows, not so much on the Happy Together, but when we do a full theater show, we always get that. I make sure we get that one in there.
Good. I'll have to listen for it.
I'm sorry, I'm coughing. Mark, hi, this is Lisa. Tell us about your new CD that's coming out.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm working on it now, and it's called Making Noise. And a little story behind that, I'm not big on titles, and, you know, my wife will say, what are you doing today? And I'll say, well, just making noise. And she knows that means I'm either writing a song or working on another track or something. And I said it enough times, I said, you know what, I've just got to call this thing Making Noise. And what I'm doing on it is, it's all, with the exception of I'm doing a couple of covers, but I'm doing it's all my songs, and I'm doing a little experimentation on this. Just one song, maybe a little bit of raucous rock and roll, and the next one is just an acoustic ballad. And I've been toying with the idea of doing some real nice, just like an a cappella sort of thing. So I'm about two-thirds done, and I still got a little room to create. But I did one a couple of years ago, and I sort of just tried to stick to formula and do it one kind of way. But this time I thought, you know what, I'm just doing this because it's fun, and some of the fans ask for my songs. So whatever comes to mind, I'm just going in that direction. So you'll get a little bit of a hodgepodge of what Mark Dawson does. It won't sound the same from song to song. That much I can guarantee.
Well, that's great. And we love your CDs. Thank you for sending them.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got that one. Great. You'll hear a little, you know, there'll be some things like that. Like you probably heard the ukulele song.
I love that.
I like to have a little fun. So there'll be a couple of fun things on the new record as well, I promise. Can't be too serious.
Exactly. Well, Mark, we would love to have you come back again and next time with your ukulele or your guitar, and we can all sing together, perhaps.
I'll put that one out. I have a horrible voice.
Don't worry.
And I would like to invite all of our listeners. We do have links on our website for Mark Dawson, and find him on Facebook. His Facebook is really fun. He once posted a video of himself playing the ukulele song. That was a fun day.
Oh, thank you. My daughter, that was her idea. She just said, hey, Dad, get your ukulele. Let's do this. And she's sort of a budding filmmaker herself. So she put that together in about 20 minutes, and I loved it. So I said, let's put this on the Internet. Let everybody see it.
It was really fun. I played that over and over again. It was a fun thing to do.
Oh, thank you. Well, hopefully there'll be another video in the future, and I'll make sure you get a hold of that so you'll learn a new song.
Great. Well, you're still in Busch Gardens in Florida?
Yes, we're down here. We had four days, three shows a day, and it's a lot of fun. It's a little different because we have morning shows. We literally start playing at 11:30 in the morning.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's a little, it's different, but you know what? The people are out there to have a good time, and as soon as we walk on stage, it's a blast. I mean, where else can you see marmosets dressed like Bette Midler singing songs from Phantom of the Opera? Okay,
fun.
I made that part up. I made that up.
Okay.
But you will see the grassroots on stage, and that's a fact.
That's great. Well, Mark, we're going to end with one of your songs during our commercial break. It's one of your new songs, Fall in Love.
Oh, Falling in Love Again.
Okay. That's what we're going to play during our commercial for all of our listeners to fall in love with you all over again. And You Stole My Heart this summer, dancing away, and I can't wait for you to come back to Minnesota. I might have to see you twice, once in Philly with my chit-chat gals.
Well, that would be, I look forward to see you again. And, of course, anytime you could make it to a show, it would be an honor. I look forward to it.
Well, join us again on Chit Chat Cafe Live, Mark.
Thank you for inviting me. You girls have a great night. I hope to see you really soon.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye, Mark.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, stay tuned, everyone. During the commercial break, we will be playing Falling in Love Again with Mark Dawson. And we're taking a quick commercial break. We're thanking our sponsors, Intimacy Bras, St. Croix Orthopedics, Laura Geller Makeup. Stay with us. We're going to be talking with Lizzie Parker from the new hit TV show on NBC, Fashion Star.
Take my hand, hold my heart, squeeze a little tighter on the days we're apart. Such a thrill, you give me chills. I'm falling in love again. Some may say, sounds cliche, but I'm falling in love again. Sometime later tonight, pull the shade down tight and let the magic begin. Don't you wanna do this thing over again? Oh, I place no blame and I feel no shame. I'm falling in love again. Lots of pretty women there, but you look the best. Oh, some may say it sounds cliche, but I'm falling in love again. Ooh, what a thrill. You give me the chills, and I'm falling in love again. I'm falling in love again. I'm falling in love again. That's right. Take my hand, hold my heart, squeeze a little tighter on the dance.
And now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Everybody, welcome back. This is Lisa from New Jersey. You can tell by my accent. Our next guest, her name is Lizzie Parker. She's one of the designers from the brand new NBC hit series, Fashion Star. Welcome, Lizzie.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Our pleasure. So the show's new. Tell folks out there who've never heard about it what it is.
So Fashion Star is a new show on NBC, as you said, and the concept is making something that's all about the business of fashion. So there's 14 of us young, well, me not so young, but aspiring new and experienced designers, and we have the opportunity to create our brand. And the thing that's really interesting about it is each week we have a design challenge, and you know, it's similar to most competition shows where somebody gets eliminated and that kind of
right.
stuff. But what's not similar is that each week Saks, H&M, and Macy's Ooh. Can bid on the merchandise, and so there are winners every week, and that merchandise is available in stores the next day.
Oh, isn't that cool? Wow.
Yeah. So the
I
can't tell you. What I can tell you is I won on Tuesday night. I had an offer from Saks, and Macy's outbid them, and my garment is available at Macy's.com right now. So that was pretty exciting.
Tell us about the garment. What is it?
It was, we had to design our signature look, and for me, I do a lot of asymmetric pieces that are knit and just easy to wear that you can wear multiple ways, like a dress or a tunic. So I did this really cool asymmetrical tunic, and they did it in black, white, and plum. And it's like a sheer layering piece, and so I was really excited.
Wow. So were you disappointed that Macy's outbid Saks?
Now, at the end of the day, I think as a designer, of course, you want to be in Saks and hang next to, you know, Alexander Wang. But, at the end of the day, Macy's dresses America. So either way, I'm fine, because I keep getting asked the question about, you know, what's my ultimate dream? And really, it would be like to land anywhere in America and see some woman walking on the sidewalk in my clothes that I don't know. And I think that Macy's is going to bring that to me.
Yeah, I'm sure. Good. Especially Macy's and Herald Square.
Right? And besides that, I still have 9 more episodes, so you never know where I'll land.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Betty Ann, did you want to ask Lizzie anything?
Oh, yeah. Well, I watched the show, and I saw your piece that Macy's purchased, and it was really phenomenal. And I believe it was Jessica Simpson who said that it was her favorite piece. What did you think when she said that? I mean, that was just so exciting.
I think that, you know, as a designer, getting positive feedback feels super good. And so to have it done on national television when you're mm-hmm. in a competition by Miss Simpson, 2 thumbs up. I mean, it was really nice.
Yeah, that was amazing. I remember seeing it, and I was like, wow, I really like that.
Yeah, and I also wore it out myself on the runway because, you know, I think that it's great to see stuff on a model. It looks really beautiful, but let's be honest, we're not all models. So,
yeah.
Right? So I want to be able to show America that it doesn't matter if you're petite or tall or what your size is, you can still look good.
Yeah, I agree. What do you believe makes your designs marketable to all age groups and sizes?
For me, I've spent 3 years in a small store working with women of all walks of life. And so I've really sat with the customer on the floor, putting them in clothes, in the dressing room, hearing what makes them feel good and bad. And I would never trade that experience for the world. I mean, it was hard work. And sometimes you hear things like, oh, I don't like this. But it's really given me, I feel like, a unique view into, you know, what women really want to see when they walk out of the dressing room and what looks best on which body type.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're really going to go far because your design was amazing. I mean, it really was. In fact, I'm going to go to Macy's tomorrow. Is it in the store or is it just online?
It's in Herald Square, and then it's online. But I will tell you, some of the sizes are selling out. It's funny.
Yeah.
I went to order one for me, and my size was sold out. So I didn't even get one.
Oh.
But you know what? That's fine.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good sign when things are selling out. I looked up a couple things about you, and there was one thing that sounded really interesting. And it was something that you're known for, and it's called the waxed Lizzie seamed legging. Can you tell us about that, and can you tell us what your inspiration was to create them?
Yeah, so I'm from Michigan, and, you know, I heard one of you, I might have a little Jersey girl in me. I mean, I grew up in the 80s, and I loved heavy metal. I mean, I had the big hair. I had the nails. Mm-hmm. I had the whole thing. And so I said to a friend of mine, I feel like I'm a rocker mom who's a soccer mom, right? Like, I really identify with that. And I, you know, wanted to do something that was wearable and comfortable. Like, it feels like a stretch, yummy knit t-shirt, but then we coated it with wax because it ends up looking like leather. And yeah. And so, it's comfortable, and it reminds me a lot of, I don't know, you know, the Axl Rose wore these really tight leather pants in the Sweet Child of Mine video. And, you know, mm-hmm. I take a little mm-hmm. inspiration from that. I mean, obviously we're not all going to go to the grocery store in leather pants, but I guess you're right. You go in my wax leggings. That's why not.
Yeah.
I will also say, speaking of Jersey boys, I remember I saw John Bon Jovi at Joe Louis Arena, and he had purple leather pants. I don't know that I'm going to bring that back.
Wow. No. I'm sure he looked really good.
He did.
Oh, that's so funny. But that sounds really interesting. I mean, it's like, I'm going to have to take a look at those. I'm going to have to go online and really look at those, because I think I might actually like to have a pair of those.
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, one of the... Pardon me?
I could see wearing them. I mean, they sound really nice.
Yeah, they're different and they're interesting and they're unique. I was, one of the pieces mm-hmm. of advice I got from the show from actually John Varvatos was to continue to innovate in knits. I'm a knitwear designer. I wear, mm-hmm. I make not your everyday wear. I don't do ball gowns. You know, that's just not what I do. I do stuff people wear every day. And he said, just keep going that way, but innovate and do things that not everyone else is doing. And this is definitely something I've gotten a great response on. The wax stuff is great.
It's just so different. I mean, I've never even heard of anything like that. It's just a really great idea. It really is.
Thank you.
Where did you get your start in designing clothes?
So I am a former high techie. I used to actually work at Microsoft, believe it or not.
Oh,
and
wow.
When we're in Seattle land out here, you know, it's coffee and computers. And so when we decided to have kids, my husband and I, we decided that for our family, one of us would stay home. And at the time it made sense for it to be me. And after about a year, 2 years at home alone with two small children, I thought, oh my God, I got to do something. And I had always wanted to go into fashion. So literally I bought two sewing machines off of Craigslist and started it in my garage.
Oh, amazing.
Wow.
And so that was
seven.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I spent it, you know, really trying to figure out, self-taught. My grandmother taught me how to sew, but really trying to understand, you know, how to do it more commercially as opposed mm-hmm. to as a hobby. So yeah, it was quite a start for me.
Well, Lizzie, I'm Nancy, and I'm a Jersey girl too, but transported to Minnesota, so I like all your knitwear.
Yeah, it's good.
I love your slogan, make the sidewalk your catwalk. How fun is that?
I mean, that, and it really came from something true. You know, I would love to be able to land in any city and see someone walking on the sidewalk like it was their runway, you know, like it's their catwalk. So, and that definitely is very true to what I want to achieve as a designer.
Well, I think that's exciting. Now, how did you feel when your name was mentioned in different magazines like Lucky Magazine or Daily Candy? What did you, I bet you were just so excited.
You know, it's funny because I've said this to people, like the fashion business, for as glamorous and sexy as this show is or the magazine articles, it's a lot of work. So it really, you relish those moments when you get recognized for it, because a lot of it is packing boxes and moving garments, but it's really rewarding to have someone recognize what you're working really hard to hope that people like. So it's a really good feeling.
Well, we're going to be watching and cheering for you.
Well, I hope so. Thank you.
And like we said, I think all three of us are going tomorrow to Macy's to try to find some of your designs. So that's going to be fun.
Well, if you can find the black one in a large, pick one up for me.
Well, we have you listed on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website with a link for all of our listeners to find you and continued success. Lizzie, would you come back and join us throughout the season?
Of course.
We'd love to.
I would love to. I would love to. I would be honored. That'd be great.
That'd be great. You're fabulous, and we can't wait to see more of your work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
You too.
Be in touch.
Thanks,
in touch.
Lizzie.
Bye.
Bye.
On the show.
How cool was that? She was on the show last night or two.
Can't
ago.
Wait to go to Macy's.
Yeah.
And see her next week.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That is a very cool show, though. It's really cool because you can see the buyers. You know, they either get an offer or no offer, and then they could have two offers, and one store, one buyer can outbid the other. So it's pretty interesting. You know, there's a lot of, suspense. Especially after they get critiqued by the judges.
Right.
You know, Jessica Simpson, Nicole Richie and John Varvatos.
Like amazing judges too. That's what's really.
Yeah, and they're very serious. I mean, they know their stuff. So when they critique, it's because they're very knowledgeable and they're big in the world of fashion.
Absolutely.
So it's
really a fun show.
Quick.
Yeah, it was. It was cool. I want to watch it. I didn't get a chance to watch it, and I went to bed at 9:30 because I can't get with this time change. I can't get together. but I will start watching it for sure. I like those kind of shows. But anyway, we'd like to thank you for listening to our show archives. They're free downloads. You just go to our website, scroll down to the show you'd like to listen to, click on and listen. You can listen to some of our past guests, Dr. Jennifer Berman. We've had Mario Andretti, Priscilla Presley, Melania Trump. So enjoy while you're doing your work or playing on Facebook. We are going to take a quick break. Then we're going to be back here with fitness expert and former NFL cheerleader Ramona Braganza. Did I say that right?
Braganza,
excuse me. We'll be right back. See you in a minute.
Take my hand, hold my heart. Squeeze a little tighter on the days we're apart. Such a thrill, you give me chills. I'm falling in love again. Some may say, sounds cliche, but I'm falling in love again. Sometime later tonight, we'll pull the shade down tight and let the magic begin. Don't you wanna do this thing over again? Oh, I place no blame and I feel no shame. I'm falling in love again. Put on your satin gown. Downtown, I wear a brand new vest.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Tonight, we have a very special guest. Ramona Braganza is a former NFL cheerleader and professional trainer for celebrity clients like Scarlett Johansson, Halle Berry, Jessica Alba, Anne Hathaway. Welcome, Ramona.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on your
show. First of all, I have a very, very important question to ask you. When you were a cheerleader, an NFL cheerleader, what team did you cheer for?
I cheered quite a while ago for the LA Raiders.
Okay.
Yeah, so, it was, actually that was probably 1986 to about 96 when the team was the Oakland Raiders in LA, so that was when I was actually on the field, yeah.
Oh, so you were on the field when they were still with Oakland?
Well, no, they had actually just moved to L.A., and I missed the first year they were in L.A., and I think they went to the Super Bowl that year, and I missed that, and then got on the next year. But when were you cheering?
Long time ago, but we were, you know, some of us were fortunate enough to go to the Super Bowl when the Eagles, because we all were former Eagles cheerleaders, when they played against the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, okay. So that was just shortly before I got on the team.
Okay, because that's why I was curious, because I thought, wow, wouldn't that just be something if you, because when we lined up, when the team came out of the tunnel, our cheerleaders were on one side, and then the Raiderettes were on the other side. So we were, like, facing each other, and then the teams ran through. And wouldn't it have been something if you had been there on the field with us?
It would have been great. Fast forward years later, here we are again. So
yeah, a lot of years later, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny. So how did you become a personal trainer to the stars?
Well, it's sort of been my journey, and you know, I really actually originally went to L.A., I guess, to become an actress like every other person, and I ended up working out behind the scenes, and actually, you know, it's really, I'm glad it turned out that way. I see sometimes the pressures my celebrity clients have, and, you know, what they don't have a lot of privacy and things, so I really appreciate how it all worked out in the end, but I was always a gymnast and always into fitness. I did fitness contests and I did the cheerleading, and it just naturally, I worked at a health club called Sports Club LA. I knew this producer who was doing a show with a young actress. It was actually before Jessica Alba was Jennifer Love Hewitt on a show, and they needed some help with the cheerleading. So he had me kind of come on board as like a consultant, and then I did the same thing for an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and then from there the same producer said, I have this young actress, she's got to do gymnastics type moves for Dark Angel, and do you think you can help her? And that's really how I started working. My first client was Jessica Alba, and was with her 12 years, and from then on went to other people, but really I guess it's fitness, you know, it's always been part of my life, and I guess then it turned into a job, so... Yeah.
Well, you have a very upbeat, personality. You're very bubbly. I mean, I can just see you pushing the celebrities to get in that last rep. You know what I mean? In a nice way, though. In a fun way.
Yeah. I guess everybody has their way they do it. You know, I'm not the boot camp lady, and I'm definitely, you know, not P90X. And I think because I am older and I've worked with all kinds of women, that it's much more... more than just pushing them to go work out. It's a lot of emotional support and a lot of and there's a lot of things involved with women. They're complex, and yet they're really, you know, they're really great to work with. So I enjoy it.
Well, tell us about your 3-2-1 training method.
Yeah,
what does that involve?
Well, that kind of came about in a real sort of simple, organic way. I was on the road with Jessica Alba for many years. We went all over on different movies and didn't have a lot of equipment or a lot of time, because when they're on a movie, they work 16-hour days and they don't have a lot of time for exercise. So early in the morning, we'd meet for half an hour, and it was, how do you get everything in a half an hour? And for me, all the elements of strength training and cardio and core work. Those are the key things that you need, especially if you're trying to do a Hollywood body. It's not about so much about functional movement as it is about how you look on camera. So the workout really focuses on, I guess, leaning out and gaining muscle tone and also strengthening your core. And so that's really three cardio, two circuit, and one core is the workout. And I go back and forth between all of the things like a circuit. And it gets the job done for me. And that was a 3-2-1, really.
And that's what is most successful, I guess, for your celebrity clients to get them in shape. Can you tell us, like, some of the celebrities that you've worked with?
Sure. I mean, I've worked with, like I said, I started with Jessica Alba, and we worked together. She was 17 when she started with me, and I was her mom's age, and I think I was the natural progression on location type of thing, where you're a trainer, but you're also a friend and, you know, sister and mother and everything else. So we worked together, and from there I had Halle Berry start with me on X-Men, and I worked with both of those ladies during their pregnancy and postpartum. And then I ended up with, just on occasion, I work just a specific movie with specific actresses. So I've worked recently with Scarlett Johansson in Scotland on a movie, and I worked with Kate Beckinsale on Underworld 4, and I really just kind of see what jobs come up. And along with this, I'm doing a teacher-trainer program. I'm launching that in the UK right now, and I'm just sort of doing things like my retreats, where you spend actually one-on-one time with me, which I really like with everybody. Like, I just think that much more is accomplished that way when you have smaller groups and you can really figure out people's workouts. And, you know, we're all busy lives, and just celebrities aren't any different than everybody else. And so, you know, just try to make it work for everyone.
Well, I heard you have a mobile fitness trainer, like some kind of a big van or something.
Yeah.
Well, that you bring on set?
Yeah, and that's pretty much depends on if somebody has a movie that's like a superhero movie. And, you know, so probably you guys would like to hear about Hugh Jackman. So he used that trailer for...
Yeah. Oh, wait, Ramona. Lisa, I talk to you about Hugh Jackman. Lisa has a shrine on Facebook to Hugh Jackman.
Oh.
So you must speak to her about Hugh Jackman. I'm going to turn you over to Lisa right now, because, like, she's going to fall off her chair.
he's a sweetie.
Go ahead, ask me any question about him, and I'll see if I can answer.
Okay, go on, Lisa.
I've seen him on Broadway, and he just seems like a genuinely nice person. Am I correct?
Oh, you're so right on. Yeah. I mean, there's not any part of him, I think, that ever gets... I haven't seen it anyway in a bad mood or anything like that. I mean, he worked on X-Men, and he didn't train the movie with me. He worked with my partner, who we're both co-partners in the mobile trailer business. And basically, you know, I know my restrictions. I can't lift a 60-pound dumbbell, and, you know, I'll bring the troops in to do that for me. But so Steve Ramsbottom trained Hugh for the movie, and they became great pals. I mean, it's funny, when I walked into the trailer, Rocky has to be playing, and, you know, to pump up the guys. But he's always really attentive and very, you know, considerate and all of that, and just a nice guy. So he'd mingle with everybody, not really in his trailer a lot, and that's really nice.
He's like a normal, regular person.
Yeah. Just
did you give them nutritional tips as well as exercise tips?
Yeah, I mean, we always counsel our clients, and I always, with many of my clients, they're very knowledgeable already. Like, they already know. They cook their own food a lot of time, and they watch what they eat, obviously, because they're on camera. But if it's somebody new that doesn't know how to eat, sure, I'll tell them how to eat. And for me, it's just really the basics. It's eating lean and clean, and it's eating... You're not always looking for the cream sauces and all that stuff, you know, and you have to have protein with most of your meals, and you have to eat frequently and drink the water, and it's all of that, so.
Wow, that's really cool. Nancy, do you have anything to add?
I do. This is my avenue here. Nutrition's my hobby, and I was just going to ask you, Ramona, you know, protein's the big debate right now.
Right.
How much protein, let's just talk about us women.
Okay.
How much protein do we need? What do you recommend to those beautiful, Hollywood stars. How much protein would you say per day?
Per day? Well, I would say at least some with every meal. And the reason being that we don't make protein on our own. We have to eat a lot of our protein source. And I think a lot of the mistakes I've seen with my girlfriends is they're afraid of not necessarily the fullness you feel, but just that it looks so daunting on the plate, like to eat a piece of chicken or a piece of whatever. They'd rather just have the snacky salads with no protein in it. But that really, the satiety, the reason you want to eat it is to feel full, that with like any fiber type of combination. But it also builds the lean muscle tissue, and that in the long run is much better for your body. You're going to burn more calories all the time. And so I would say it's dependent on your height, your weight, and your needs. But on an average, I would eat some sort of protein. And to go more for size-wise, like it's not, it used to be the palm of your hand. I think you can do it more like the size of your iPod type of thing or your phone, you know? You could say.
Right, that's what I've heard, like a deck of cards.
Yeah, something like that, that sort of size as far as portion controls. And it's all about portion control. It's all about how lean the meat is. So it doesn't have to be boring. Like a salmon for me is great, and I grill it on my George Foreman grill, and it tastes great. So you get kind of used to just having it. I have eggs for breakfast, and I have often the whole egg because it is a complete source of protein. If you're not into that, you can have the tofu, and you can have edamame, you know, soybean. And there's lots of ways, but to include it with every meal and every, if you can, every snack, and that's as simple as like carrots and celery and hummus, you know, something like that.
We love it all. All of that just sounds fabulous. And I also wanted to ask you quickly about on your website, which, by the way, we have your website listed on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website for everyone listening. You mention a 3- and 7-day offer for luxurious resort style location. Is that a training with you?
Yes. And there may be one fairly soon. A luxurious resort style location would be, I have a location in the Bahamas, very easily accessible from New York and the East Coast, and then a location in Mexico. The dates aren't up 100% yet, but that's the plan. So,
well, it sounds fabulous.
Yeah, and it's not only, you know, for me it's about more than just a Hollywood body now. It's more about your long-term health goals, and that's mind, body, spirit, obviously, and it includes yoga and strength training and cooking healthy. So that's what I hope to be able to do. And I found that for me, I had done a hike up Kilimanjaro a couple years ago, and, you know, you get older in life and you think there's certain things that, oh, I'll never do that again or I'll never try something new. And, boy, when you do it, you feel really empowered. And so I want to include some, it won't be a Kilimanjaro hike in the Bahamas, but it'll be some event that, you know, pushes us to kind of just challenge a little bit, because I think we forget to do that, maybe.
That's true. So out of all the intervals and different things that you promote, and I love that interval training, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite? Is it cycling, running? What do you enjoy the most?
I have the time for everything. I still love going to dance classes. I don't know about you guys, but it's challenging because I take level 1 now. I'm like, oh, my God, there's no way I'm going to go to level 2 or 3. And so I'll take a dance class, and I like to keep up with the jazz, obviously, and hip-hop, and maybe try belly dancing, I don't know. But then I like kickboxing as well, and I enjoy hikes that really push me. And if I'm at the gym, I'll do my 3-2-1, usually kicks my butt. And so I mix it up.
Let me ask you a question. There's got to be a downfall. You must like something that's not good for you. What is it?
Oh, yeah, and I've actually, believe it or not, given it up for Lent.
What is it?
Killing me. Red wine and chocolate. Are you kidding?
Oh.
But you know what? It's funny because, yeah, if you do a kind of every blue moon just to see if you can, it's just really amazing because it just ends up just, you do, and then you really appreciate it when you get to start again.
Exactly. Yeah, Lent is a
good time to give these things up.
Well, I had a big party in Mexico on my birthday, and it was a lot of partying, and I had to figure out a way to kind of clean up. So this was a good time, but yeah, no, I mean, everything in moderation in life is really good, so I'm sure you guys live that way. And
we do.
So, and then I actually had a chance years ago to go on a trip, a road trip with the Philadelphia Eagle cheerleaders. There were three Eagle cheerleaders. It was probably 1988 or 89 or something, and we went to Germany and visited all of the military bases in Germany, and it was a really fun time. It was 10 days on the road in Germany with everyone.
Fun.
Yeah.
Wow. That's, you know, I have to tell you, Ramona, Lisa and I are involved with our alumni organization, and I bet you we can probably, you know, we know all the girls. You probably know some of the girls that you travel with. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But we have to wrap now, and I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. We would love to have you back again sometime. And possibly, if you're ever around this area, maybe we can get together and, like, hang out.
That would be great.
As former cheerleader.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me. It was fun.
Our pleasure. Anytime, dear.
You're darling.
So
thank
much,
you.
Ramona.
Thanks, you guys. Okay.
We're going to think of you tomorrow when we work out.
Okay.
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
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 How much fun was that? Former cheerleaders talking.
She's adorable.
I would love to. I'm going to look for her DVDs because I just love. I love DVDs. Well, this was a fabulous show. We'd like to thank our sponsors tonight: Laura Geller Makeup, Intimacy Bras, and St. Croix Orthopedics. We're also thanking our producer, Corey King. A big thank you to Corey. He makes our website look so wonderful. And you can enjoy the Corey King Show Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Artist First.
I'd like to thank our guest tonight, Mark Dawson from the Grassroots, Lizzie Parker, and Ramona. We're inviting you to listen to our archives. Just go to our website, scroll down to the date you'd like to listen, click, and enjoy while you're working on the computer.
I'm leaving you with a fun quote. Love doesn't make the world go round. Love is what makes the ride worthwhile. Have a good evening, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, my baby got a ukulele. She plays it daily. Drives me crazy. She can rock it, ain't never gonna stop it. You lay down a beat, she will drop it, and everybody sings along. And they say, do do